In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, well, Ethan Hannaford, one of my outstanding producers, has done a great job breaking down the Megyn Kelly, Jake Tapper audio on this book, which is called Original Sin. But before I get to that, let me just offer perspective, because this is good as well. And I'll give Mark Halperin some credit here. Let's take a look back at how the legacy media, MSNBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, all of them except for Fox and some conservative outlets, handled this when Biden was stumbling and bumbling. And here's what Joe Scarborough said.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
I mean, he actually said that. So listen to Mark Halperin, even before we get to Megyn Kelly here with Tapper. Halperin does not let him off the hook here.
Looking back at that, do you say, well, it was misleading to say best Biden ever without caveating it and say, except on the days when he's not the best Biden ever?
Well, but I never saw those days personally.
Well, you did, because you saw him address a dead congresswoman, and you saw him in South Carolina.
A dead congresswoman, yeah.
There were plenty of days in public when he was not the best Biden ever. And
yeah,
of course,
he stumbled and bumbled around, Mark. I mean, yeah, he certainly did.
I mean, are you kidding me? And by the way, we're talking about Jackie Walorski, and this is going to come up here in the Megyn Kelly discussion. So I wanted to give you a little perspective here. Jackie Walorski was a Republican from Indiana. She died in a car crash while giving opening remarks at this conference on hunger, nutrition, and health. Biden calls her out. Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? And, you know, he goes, she was going to be here. So this is something that comes up with Megyn. And we'll start here because some of it gets really intense with Jake Tapper and Megyn Kelly. She does an outstanding job.
Jake, the criticism has been that you're complaining about a cover-up about Joe Biden's mental acuity that failed, that right-wing pundits saw, the right-wing in general saw, that independent media saw and reported on, and that was no mystery even to left-wing and so-called mainstream reporters who were not fooled but chose willful blindness instead of honest reporting, and that you were part of it. How do you respond?
It's a tough and fair question. I would say that Alex and I, after Election Day, interviewed more than 200 people, mostly Democratic insiders, and almost all of these interviews were after the election. And they justified to themselves what they had done in terms of misrepresenting how the president was, not just to me and Alex and other reporters, but also just to each other and to the world and to Democrats and to the cabinet, et cetera, by saying that there was this existential threat of Donald Trump and only Joe Biden could beat Donald Trump. And that justified everything in their minds.
Yeah.
After that existential threat was over, because the election was over and Donald Trump won, we found, Alex and myself, remarkably willing to talk to us either off the record or on background, or in some cases on the record, about what they saw.
Okay, well, that's not good enough. And
nope.
Megyn doesn't think it's good enough. And we'll get to the part where she really, really hammers him in a second. But what he's trying to say is there were two Bidens, you know, the one that was out there. I don't know. Was there? I just saw one Biden. I didn't see two Bidens. Right? I didn't see two either.
One of the things that emerged was that there were two Bidens. One was the fine Biden, serviceable, adequate. And the other one was a non-functioning Biden. And that's the one we saw the night of the debate. And that's the one we saw some clips of here and there. That you just showed.
All right, so keep in mind he was the moderator at that first debate. We had a watch party out of Dave and Buster's. We've talked about this so many times. The jaws in that room, no one was laughing. We were all like, what in the hell is going on, right?
And that non-functioning Biden, the one that lost his train of thought in a significant way, not in the way just that every human loses their train of thought, but in a way that shows that he's having trouble articulating his very views. And the one who forgot the name of close aides, who was not able to come up with George Clooney's name, didn't seem to recognize him, all that sort of thing. That non-functioning Biden was, according to our reporting, showed up as far back as 2015, after the death of Beau, where one top aide said that tragedy, the loss of Beau, was like watching somebody pour water on sand. That was the effect on his psyche.
Well, look, you know, that would be a very difficult thing to lose your son. But we're talking about things that are in a different category. And you can talk about trauma. We're talking about a guy that was supposed to be running
the country,
right? The leader of the free world. And it was something that was exposed even before he ran against Trump in 2020. And Megan gets to that, but I'm going to skip over a couple of parts for timing. But she does not let him off the hook on his explanation because he tries to have it a little bit both ways here.
No. He promised you that he would be transparent about his health records, and then he wasn't. And when you sat with him again, including one month after the Jackie Walorski thing, you didn't ask him about it. You didn't follow up on the fact that he was falling up the stairs, that he was losing his train of thought regularly, that he was slurring, that he was incomprehensible, that he was getting lost on the White House lawn. You sat right across from him and you asked none of that, notwithstanding the fact that he had promised you he would be fully transparent about his health issues.
All right, so let's point this out, because I think the listeners of this show, we were playing these clips regularly as audio cut of the day, right? Regularly. We would hear, and sometimes it was uncomfortable.
It really was uncomfortable.
But every time we did it, or every time Fox reported on this, or some conservative media outlet did this, we were mocked by people like Jake Tapper. We were mocked by people on CBS, at the New York Times, on down. And they all did it because they wanted to keep the existential threat out of the White House. So this goes on here.
That's true. But I did ask him about his age and the fact that the American people had concluded that even though he said whenever anybody brought up the subject of his age, watch me. And I said,
yes,
they're watching you and they are concerned that you are too old for this job.
You know as well as I do that there's a way of you can say, hey, there's this poll on your age, or you could say you just forgot that Jackie Walorski was dead. You asked where she was moments after watching a videotape tribute to her. You lowered the flags at the White House after she died. This happened 13 days before you sat with him. There is a way of pressing a man like that on the actual infirmities to bring it home to him and to the audience, and you didn't do it.
So I learned something there, because I remember the Jackie Walorski interview. The incident, not the interview. We played the audio of the Jackie Walorski incident. What I didn't think I knew until just now, maybe I'd just forgotten, that there was a tribute play just moments before that.
Yep.
So that stands out into a different category here.
Over here in my ecosphere, we were covering all of these. It wasn't just falling down. It was getting lost. It was some of the stuff you report in your book, we knew and we were reporting on, like the multi-jump cuts in the videos of him, where it was obvious he couldn't get through a 1 minute take. It was clear to us that he was using teleprompter and there was some reporting on that at the time, all of which the White House was denying. Now, the current White House, I have some connections with the Joe Biden White House. I had none, but you did. There was an attempted cover up. It could only ever work if you allowed it, if the press allowed it. Some of us tried not to, and some of us were complicit.
The Biden White House did not like me. Okay, this is, I do not have great connections with the Biden White House.
Well, clearly, so you have a lot of sources. You say you talked to over 200 sources for this book.
So after
you have
the
some
election,
you could have called and worked.
No, that's the point, is that they were not being honest.
Oh, no, 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 no. That is not the point. They were refusing. Look, I don't have any connections with the Biden White House either, but I have eyes and I have ears and I saw what was happening. And we all saw what we were happening if we were paying attention. And they were just lying about it. They were lying about it.
And he is going to say, well, I'll let him continue.
Yeah, well, Megan doesn't, again, he's not getting off here.
The Wall Street Journal get it in June of 2024. And Jake Tapper and CNN couldn't find sources for this story then before he dropped out.
Annie Linsky and Siobhan Hughes did an amazing job in their reporting.
That was the Wall Street Journal report that came out in the aftermath of the, I think it was after the debate, but it was certainly in the aftermath of him wandering around in France, right?
And they should be heralded, and I heralded them. I had them on my show right after the debate to talk about their great reporting. But Annie Linsky...
After the debate, but you did not put them on when they published that story. Which was before the debate.
Okay, there. I'm glad she reminded me because that's right. That we highlighted that. I remember when that story came out because it was after he was wandering around. And then that was the allegation about the cheap fakes, right? It was all these are just the cheap fakes.
Yes.
This is not true.
Correct. I don't know what the booking situation was, but it wasn't because I didn't want them. I'm sure I said that day, let's book.
Okay, you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I told my producer, let's book them. Of course he didn't.
He didn't
of
and
course
waited
he didn't.
Until Biden went down in flames in that debate, and then he had them on.
And barely even addressed the issue between then and when, you know, the election took place, even though he wasn't the candidate.
Sure, I said that day, let's book them. Did they?
Yeah, you put on a Democrat, and you allowed the Democrat to rip on the report as a Rupert Murdoch sponsored hit piece.
No.
It's just,
Megan.
Yes.
That's what happened. If we're going to do this. Let's just stick to the facts here, okay? When
really?
There is a damaging
Jake,
report...
that's what I've been doing all along.
Thank
I'm
you.
Talking about what you just said.
I just missed the biggest story of the century when it comes to presidential politics, and one of us did.
Okay.
Yeah, one of us did. He did. I have much more. It gets better from there. We'll take a break. We're coming back.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. You know what I'm going to do here, Sue? I'm going to make a judgment call. We had a guest that canceled at about 5:25, and Ethan did such a damn good job pulling this audio from Megyn Kelly and Jake Tapper. I don't want to rush through it, and we both have things to say, I'm sure. So we're going to call a little bit of an audible here because I haven't updated people on the big, beautiful bill yet. There's action on that. There's just so much happening. And if you're just joining the show, you have no idea what happened with President Trump and the South African president today. They'll have some details on that on Fox. I'm sure that Paul Morrow will have something to say. Paul's going to join us after the top of the hour. So I'm going to do a little update here on the big, beautiful bill. And we're going to pick up what I would say is the best part of the Megyn Kelly, Jake Tapper stuff, because again, she gets really intense with him. And, you know, you remember the Laura Trump moment, right? I think we've played this quite a bit.
What we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
It's so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, when you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was
I think
stuttering.
That you were mocking his stutter.
Yeah,
I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline.
So you remember what happened then? The women on The View, I hesitate to even call them women, they go off on that. People are making fun of the stutter.
Oh,
you
yeah.
conservatives out there, you talk show hosts, you're just making fun of the stutter. It was all BS. I mean, how... I cannot believe that that guy can even do an interview after he said things like that and like this, by the way.
I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline.
The Washington Post just put out a piece examining how President Biden embraces his stutter, talking about it, while Trump mocks it, exaggerates it, belittles it. Any 81-year-old seems a little slower than he did at, say, 61 or 71. That's just the aging process.
He's sharp physically. I mean, mentally.
Yeah.
I think the question is physically, right?
He's 81, and his memory, you know, it doesn't seem great. It's not horrible.
So have you heard about this new game show that Gutfeld has on Fox?
Uh-uh.
So I haven't watched it yet. You know who's a big Gutfeld fan? My wife. It's like every time I walk
that's
Gutfeld's
funny.
I know, it's really weird. But because she never used to watch Fox much at all. But I bring it up because the way I understand it is they kept people locked, not literally locked up, but away from the news for 90 days. And then they're bringing them back to
interesting.
Compete.
Interesting.
But here's what I would say. So let's say that you're gone from the news cycle, you know.
Yeah.
You're in a coma or whatever the situation is, and you listen to me on the radio or someone else, and you hear all of that, right? And then you tell that person, you know who wrote a book on Biden's cognitive decline? That guy.
Right.
That guy is the guy that wrote the book. And sure, Alex Thompson is the co-author, and let's face it, we're all giving them a lot of publicity, and there's probably the one reason he goes on with Megan and takes the beating that he does is because he knows
books.
He's going to sell books, but... I mean,
and he will because what?
Yeah. But Sue, I mean, that is.
I know.
There are things that are shocking. There's media hypocrisy, and then there's Jake Tapper.
Exactly,
that's what I would say.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. On the big beautiful bill, this is not a done deal. Here are the Republicans that are, you know, trying to rah-rah get this thing passed.
We are delivering on these promises that President Trump has made: no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, giving benefits back to our seniors. I think we're going to see a renaissance, a golden age of America after the passage of this bill.
I'm proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with President Donald Trump to support this one big beautiful bill. Which I am here to say is jet fuel for the American economy. This is not a red bill. This is not a blue bill. This is an American bill.
Okay, maybe. But look, I like Chip Roy down in Texas. I don't think Chip's right about everything. He got involved as a little bit of a mediator when the Kevin McCarthy thing went down. But he came out and made a statement today, said, wait a second here.
White House last night.
He said you've reached
the White House. The White House last night sat down with us to address the concerns that we're talking about. The White House was very clear about what we're working on together to actually deliver on what the Chairman Harris, just talked about. And we're talking about specifics, man. I mean, what we're talking about here, you know the issues, you know the levers, right? We've been very public about this. There's been articles written. Some of you have written some actually reasonably honest articles about the extent to which you're having seven times more money going to the able-bodied than the vulnerable. We're trying to fix that. We're trying to fix a system that is corrupt, so there's a money laundering machine where dollars go from red states and from responsible, hardworking Americans to go to blue states like California to give money to people who are illegal or who are able-bodied. We want to fix that. That's what we're trying to address.
All right, so able-bodied means with Medicaid in particular, if the kid's sitting on the couch and, you know, they're playing Xbox and they're not, we know this, this is not manufactured, although CNN and Jake Tapper would say it's manufactured. Younger men in particular, they're not working for whatever reason, and they're still getting the government benefits. So one of the goals here is to say, wait a second, we're going to help you if you genuinely need help, but there's way too much abuse of this.
That's utter nonsense. The fact of the matter is, this...
Well, let me address this, because he wasn't saying I'm utter nonsense. People were saying to him, Chip Roy, look, now you're moving the goalposts.
That's utter nonsense. The fact of the matter is, this has massive savings in the out 5 years, and it has massive deficits in the first 5 years, because we're not addressing the structural reforms that we're talking about right here, including very specifically eliminating the 45% of the subsidies under the Green New scam that continue. So that's what we're talking about. We're not moving goalposts. We want to save money. We want to save as much money as we can.
But we want to do it the right way to deliver for hardworking Americans who are getting left behind by government here, Republican and Democrat, who keep spending money we don't have, racking up massive amounts of debt, driving up inflation so Americans can't afford homes, the Moody's bond rating gets dropped, and people are getting left behind. No more. Now's the time for transformative reform. We're going to work the White House to deliver.
Look, I'm on Team Chip Roy on this because someone needs to be making sure that there are serious spending cuts. There's a lot of spending. Republicans love spending as well. So keep on, and we'll see where this takes us.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand.
Happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party.
Happy birthday!
Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.